Patient name, Klinger, K-L-I-N-G-E-R, comma, Amanda. Provider, Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Date of appointment, 1/22/24. Time of appointment, 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. Billing code, 99205. Chief complaint, quote, I used to think the whole problem was anxiety, but now I notice I have a lot of OCD tendencies. In my thoughts primarily, period. I get fixated and can't move past it. It's exhausting, period, unquote. The patient is a 27-year-old female who presents with chief complaint of anxiety. She has a long history dating back from childhood having OCD. She was not treated. The patient was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2018 after leaving school for mental health problems. She has significant fears of abandonment, mercurial moods, which can change within 20 minutes. She has a history of unstable relationships, splitting. She puts people on a pedestal and will devalue them at the next minute. She has chameleon-like tendencies. She said that she has basically all of the diagnostic signs except for the rage. She stated that her highs and lows can last longer. There have been times she's stayed up until 4 a.m. The longest these have lasted were 2 weeks, but they seem to be more up and down during the day. They never reach a hypomanic or manic proportion. The patient stated that she gets depressed, sleeping all day, every day. She would come home and sleep after work. She would also eat more, which is more in keeping with an atypical depression. She has panic attacks now and then. They have a slow buildup without precipitance. Her heart rate increases. She gets tunnel vision and zones out. She feels like she can't breathe. She sobs hysterically. During these times, she does get non-suicidal, self-injurious thoughts and has acted out on them by cutting herself. And in college, she burned herself on several occasions. She's not currently engaging in any self-harming behaviors. She has not had any suicide attempts. She's never been violent. The patient reports having obsessive-compulsive tendencies since childhood. They peaked at about age 14. She used to have a need for symmetry. She gets obsessional, intrusive thoughts that are ego alien, period. She feels as if she might want to jump from a height or drive into a pole, but doesn't really want to do these things. However, these thoughts intrude into her mind. Her thoughts are repetitive, intrusive, and racing. She doesn't have any particular rituals at this time, but finds her thoughts exhausting. The patient has a history of having horrific nightmares, waking up in a panic. Her dreams seem very real. She will think they actually happened. And it takes minutes for her to reorient herself. She kicks in her sleep and is restless. She reports having a chaotic childhood, though She was not physically, emotionally, or sexually abused. She stated she was a parentified child and took care of her younger brother who has autism. She acted as his aide from a young age, probably going back to elementary school. She has a history of binge eating with food restriction afterwards. She never has a history of vomiting after her binges, but does have a history of laxative abuse. She stated even if she took one bite of what she considered to be a binge-worthy food, she would feel as if she did it and then would go on to binge on it or restrict herself. She feels they're in control of her eating behavior at this time for the most part, except for binging. There is very little restricting. Of note is that the patient did have thoughts of suicide in the past. While intoxicated, she climbed on a bridge that was up in Binghamton over a river with no water underneath it. She was with a boyfriend and they were arguing. She never really had intention of committing suicide, but acted very impulsively, which is in keeping with her borderline personality disorder. The patient recently went to Montanito, Montaneto, rehabilitation facility on a financial scholarship in Rockland County, due to her binge eating behaviors and her borderline personality disorder. She gained very much insight there, and she is able to distance herself from her mother, who she feels engulfs her. Family history: the brother has autism, OCD, and ADHD, as well as a seizure disorder. The mother has anxiety. The patient states she is hyperneurotic. The father has anxiety. The paternal uncle has anxiety, and her maternal grandfather has a mood disorder of some sort. Her cousin has a cocaine addiction and has been in rehabilitation. The patient, substance abuse, patient used to smoke marijuana. She does so occasionally. She used to smoke on a daily basis before she went into Montanito. Now she smokes only once in a while. She doesn't drink because she has GI problems and it makes her sad. There's no nicotine use. Medical problems: the patient had slightly high blood pressure. She has a chronic pain disorder, which she stated is, quote, on the border of arthritis and fibromyalgia. At one point while she was in high school, she was in a wheelchair with pain, muscle pain, and joint pain. At that time, she missed a lot of school. She has allergies to Zithromax and sulfa, in which she gets hives. Surgical: the patient had a labiaplasty at age 11 and has had her wisdom teeth removed. Social: the patient lives with her boyfriend of 7 years. She stated their relationship is tense right now. He is struggling with his mental health. Meanwhile, she is improving. She stated, it is strained. They are less affectionate. Their communication is poor. They both tend to be very passive and don't communicate. She stated, it might be soon that they break up because he has promised her a dog for many years and hasn't followed through. She stated he has not made any attempts towards any long-term plans for their relationship. The patient basically gets along with her parents and brother, but states she was parentified since 9 years old. She didn't get to enjoy her teens or 20s. As noted earlier, she was the primary aide for her brother. She reports having an uncomfortable relationship with her family. She's tired of taking care of her mother and brother. She stated her mother tells her, quote, you're all I have, unquote. She feels like her mother's friend and therapist in one. She stated that her mother practically had a breakdown when she went away to college. Their mother has an unhealthy attitude towards their relationship. The patient stated that the mother takes on her feelings. Developmental, the patient walked and talked on time. She was an anxious child. Her mother cried when she went to preschool. The patient was bullied. She tended to be mature and hard to relate to. The kids thought she was, quote, weird, annoying, and loud, unquote. She stated they made rumors about her when she went to school in a wheelchair because of her pain. They said she was making it up and she was a hypochondriac. She tended to always be smart and get good grades. She did find college challenging. Diagnosis, panic disorder, OCD, borderline personality disorder. The patient will remain on her current medication of clonidine 0.2 milligrams POHS, Lamictal 50 milligrams PO daily to address impulsivity off-label, hydroxyzine 10 milligrams PO BID PRN. I will also add Vyvanse 30 milligrams PO daily to address binge eating disorder. She has tendencies toward attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, combined presentation, C screening tool, capital A, capital S, capital R, capital S, small v, 1.1, that is in scan documents.